Anyway, we want to see if we can help Ronnie right now. Ronnie has a question about hardwood floors. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Hello, Danny and Joe.
All right. Good, good. Well, tell us what's going on there. A little issue with the hardwood floors.
Yeah. Well, I have a kind of a two-part question.
Okay.
We had a home built over here in Daphne 13 years ago, and we opted to put oak hardwood floors in.
Uh-huh.
And it really turned out great. We have them in every room except in the kitchen and bathrooms.
Gotcha.
And when we moved in, we set up a desk and an office, and we put a vinyl-type floor protector down for the office chair.
Mm-hmm.
This is the number one part of the question. When we picked it up, we just vacuumed around it, but when we finally picked it up to give it a good mopping, it had turned dark as though it had some kind of chemical reaction from the vinyl, or maybe it's kind of a scorched look. And the other part is we put down some runners in the living room, and underneath the runners, we put the little mesh foam-type material that you buy for non-slip.
Yeah. Right.
That you can get at any of the box stores.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And we took it up to change for a new runner, and when we did, that area of the floors had lightened a little bit as though they had dried out. And I was wondering what you think, and what should we do?
Well, a lot of this, I'm sure, to do with that the old UV rays coming in here and there, and it might be a reaction. What do you think, Joe? I mean, I think, you know, so many times when you have something on the floor, it's protecting it from the damaging UV rays that are coming in windows, and it can make such a difference. But what do you think about the two different situations?
Yeah, Ronnie. Let's just assume that it's not that the floor that was protected is the normal color it was, the original color, and everything else is lightened around it, right? So we don't think that's the issue, right, Ronnie, that the rest of the floor is light. Okay. Because there have been issues with these plastic vinyl kind of coverings where they leach. I don't know if it's you mentioned chemical. I don't know if it's a chemical exactly, but it does leach something that can stain the floor. And you have to experiment in small spots to find out what will work. One thing you might want to try is get a white cotton rag, soak it in hydrogen peroxide, not bleach, but hydrogen peroxide, and lay it on the stain or the dark spot or whatever you have there, and let it soak in for, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, I guess, and then take it off, scrub it with that same rag, and just see if it has made any difference. I wouldn't do the whole floor section. I would just do a small section, see if that works. If that doesn't work, they do make watermark removers. There's a company called Guardsman. They make a whole line of products. I've used some of theirs before. And they're made specifically for removing watermarks on wood floor and furniture. But they'll remove some other stains. So you can try that. Or I've also heard people removing stains from floors, especially if they're on the surface and not soaked in too deeply, with, are you familiar with magic erasers? I think
yes.
Mr. Clean is like the largest manufacturer. They made the first one. And it's just a chunk of white. I don't even know what it is, to tell you the truth. It's to dry and just rub it. So, I mean, one of those three I would at least start with. And that would work on any of these, whether it's dark oxidation or it's staining from this vinyl floor covering.
Yeah, I
would start with
that
those.
Hydrogen peroxide on the darkened part of that would be very interesting to try that just over on one side to see the reaction of that. That may be just what you need. And you know, some of this, you know, you're not going to get to make it look like it was perfect, like it was brand new, but maybe it can diminish the difference between the light and the dark colors a little bit to make that work out for you.
Okay, and what about the areas that had lightened? Now, it was where the runners were that was lightened underneath it.
Yeah, I think that's definitely where the fading has taken place around the actual runner. I'm not sure really you could do anything about that other than keep a runner there or remove the runner and let the sun start kind of blending it in. I'm not really sure there's much you can do about that because it's really the rest of the floor has changed, not the area under the runner.
Okay, well, I found an item called, if I can say the name, it's
sure.
Scott's Liquid Gold Floor Rejuvenator.
Uh-huh.
And we're in our mid-70s, and I don't want to put anything down on the floor that will make it slippery.
Of course.
No,
so,
you don't want to do that, no.
No. So I thought what I would do is maybe get a bottle of that and put on and try just maybe a one-foot square area and see what that does for it.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea in order to do that, to address any of the thing that you use on a floor like that you'd want to use just on a small area and see how it reacts. I'll bet you get a good result out of that, and certainly hope we've been able to point you in the right direction, Ronnie. And beautiful oak hardwood floors. You don't want to mess those things up. They look fantastic. Hey, stay with us here on Today's Homeowner. We've got a lot more information coming up, including another brand new simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.